Thank you for calling Exceeding Claims and Management. My name is Alexia. How may I help you today?
Yes, Alexia, my agent from MGL Insurance Agency called yesterday to put in a claim. And the person he spoke to said that they would get back to me immediately. I haven't heard from anybody.
Okay, do you have the policy?
The what?
Do you have the policy number?
Yes. It would be ALA202155-25.
Okay, and can you provide the date of loss?
Would have been Saturday, so, you know, go back, when was Saturday? Calendar if I have to here. Control panel. Okay, Saturday. I guess that would have been the 21st.
Okay. Can you provide that state as well?
That's New Jersey.
Okay, and can you also confirm the DSP company name, delivery service provider?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Yes, can you confirm the DSP company name?
Of the truck that hit me?
Yes.
It was Amazon.
Okay. Okay, and do you have that VIN number as well?
VIN number, what VIN number?
Of our insured vehicle that hit you.
Well, let's see. Would it be on? No, I give you the insurance plate on the truck.
Okay, that's fine.
It's XKJ C69.
Okay, and that state for that plate would be New Jersey as well?
Hold on. The plate number was New Jersey, yes. Would you like the driver's name?
Yes.
Okay, I believe it's Nakia J-O-H-N-N-Y-A, and might be Lynch afterwards.
Okay.
Her, you want her address?
No, sir. And can you spell her first name just to make sure I have it correct?
Okay, I believe this is it. I don't know how they do it on license plates or driver's license. It's a Pennsylvania driver's license. N-A-K-I-A.
Okay. Okay, so I'm just going to place you on a brief hold and look into this for you.
Okay.
Okay, one moment.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for holding. I'm just letting you know I'm still here with you.
I appreciate that.
You're welcome. Thank you for holding. I do apologize for the wait. So I was looking into this for you, and my supervisor was looking into this for you as well. And we don't see anything filed with that date of loss.
Okay. Well, I'm reporting it now then.
Okay, I'm just gonna get this pulled up for you, so we can go ahead and file that claim.
Now, he said he called it in yesterday. I don't understand what's going on here.
Yes, sir. Because I couldn't see anything on my end with that d date of loss, neither.
Okay, let's
And the email
see.
wasn't sent out as well, neither.
What email?
Sometimes, normally, if we can't file it by the policy number, we'll email it. We'll email it out. We'll get some information and email it out, and then they will reach back to that person to file the actual claim and provide that claim number and adjuster information. And I do have that claim pulled up whenever you're ready.
Oh, I'm ready. I'm waiting on you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, may I get your first and last name?
My name is Carl DiCavalcanti. Hold on a second. Did I tell you the 20th? I think it was the 21st. I'm sorry about this.
Yes, you did state the 21st.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's okay. Yes. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. And can you spell your first name?
Carl.
Okay. And your last name?
D-E capital C-A-V is in Victor. Alcante.
Okay. Okay, and can you confirm a good mailing address?
My address is 309 Blanket Flower, one word, Lane, West Windsor, New Jersey, 08550.
Okay, what would be a good phone number for you?
609-587-7690.
Okay, and a good email address.
It's Cindy and Carl at hotmail.com. I'm going to spell that for you. CINDYANDCARL at HOTMAIL.COM.
Okay. And can you describe a description of what happened?
Yes, my car was parked. The Amazon truck came down the street and was trying to, I guess, move over, and she misjudged, hit my car, busted my mirror and the frame of the mirror. It's being held together by mastic tape right now, not mastic tape, HVAC kind of duct tape. And did some little slight damage to the front of my car, not the front of the car, this the passenger side, the scratches and stuff.
Okay.
Now, if you have an email, I can send you pictures.
Okay, you will be able to send that to your adjuster. That will be assigned to the claim.
Okay.
Okay, and can you provide that time or what time this occurred?
Sometime after 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Okay.
Let's see, roughly around 4:30, because my granddaughter took pictures of everything and sent it to me at 5:15, 13. So it was probably about 4:30.
Okay, and can you confirm the lost location on where
I'm
this
sorry?
happened? Yes, can you confirm the lost location?
It happened on Blanketflower Lane, up around in the 300s of Blanketflower Lane.
Okay, you may get the year, make and model of our insured vehicle.
Of your insured vehicle?
Yes.
How would I know that? Oh, wait a minute, it might be on the hold on. Let's see. The insurance card doesn't tell me that. There's no way I would know that.
Okay, that's fine.
Would you like to get a copy of the incident report? I'll give you a number.
Yes, you can provide that number.
Okay, the incident report number is 2024-27049.
Okay.
Okay, and let's see, I guess that would be West Windsor Police Department. Would you like the number?
Yes.
Okay, I give you the police department number 609-799-1222. Police records number is 609-799-9282.
Okay. Okay, can you provide their name again?
Whose name? Oh, that's West Windsor Police Department.
Okay, and were there any damages reported to our insured vehicle?
On your insured vehicle?
Yes.
I have no idea.
Okay.
That's not my business.
Okay.
The police officer said to me, though, that she admitted it was her fault. Obviously, my car was parked.
Okay. Okay, now may I get your year, make, and model?
It's a Nissan Murano, 19, or I'm sorry, 2017.
Okay, and do you also have that VIN and plate number?
Not on me, no.
Okay.
If you like, I go out to my car and get the registration from it.
You're fine.
I'm sorry?
You're fine.
Oh, okay.
And what were the damages reported?
On my car?
Yes.
When you say report it, what do you mean by that?
Like, what were the damages on your vehicle?
Okay, the mirror and its casing were destroyed. And the front has scratches and little dents and marks on the passenger side front.
Okay. Okay, and what's your vehicle?
Now, I've gotten two estimates. One estimate was for like 18, and the other was for about 2,800.
Okay. And was your vehicle still drivable?
It's drivable, but I work up in North Jersey, so I'm having the mirror put on, at least the mirror put on, as soon as possible. They've already ordered it. I'm just waiting for it to come in. Otherwise, I can't see the road.
Okay.
Yeah. I had an estimate from Carl Mays for $1,840.51. And one for $2,972.28 from Acme Auto Body Inc.
Okay.
Which is part of the Nissan dealership, I guess.
I'm just putting in the police report number for you.
You still with me?
Yes, I'm still here with you. Okay, and just one more question. Were there any witnesses?
A hundredth of them. It was at a block party.
Okay.
So all the people that live on Black... A lot of them were there.
Okay.
My wife, my granddaughter, my neighbor, he and his wife, to give a few.
Okay. Okay, so I'm just going to place you in a brief hold while I go ahead and submit in this claim for you, and I will provide you with the claim number and the adjuster information.
Okay.
Okay, one moment. Thank you for holding. I do apologize for the wait. So I went ahead and submitted in that claim for you. So I do have the claim number and the adjuster information whenever you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay, so the claim number is going to be X as in X-ray, C as in Charlie, dash, O as in Oscar, R as in Romeo.
Hold on, what was that?
I'm sorry.
No. I got XC dash what?
O as in Oscar.
Okay, O.
R as in Romeo. C as in Charlie. A as in Apple. Dash 2-4. Dash 0-5. 7-4-9. And the name of
Is
your
that it?
Adjuster. Yes. And the name of your adjuster that's assigned to the claim is going to be Tracy. And her first name is T as in Tom, R as in Romeo, A as in Apple, C as in Charlie, Y as in Yankee, and her last name is Forrett, and that is F as in Fox, O as in Oscar, R as in Romeo, E as in Elephant, T as in Tom. And her contact information is 938-839-1754. And did you also want her email address?
Yes, please.
Okay, it's going to be her first name, Tracy. Dot. Her last name for it at X as in X-ray claim.
Wait a minute. At X.
Claims.
Go ahead. After X.
Dot claim.
Hello. Wait a minute. It's Tracy dot for it at what?
X claims.
Mm-hmm.
Dot claims.
Okay. I'm going to repeat this stuff. My claim number is XC-ORCA-24-05749.
Correct.
Okay. The adjuster's name is Tracy Forget, TracyForet. Her telephone number is 938-839-1754.
Perfect.
Is that correct? Her email address is Tracy, T-R-A-C-Y dot F-O-R-E-T at X-C-L-A-I-M-S dot C-L-A-I-M-S.
Correct.
Okay. I'm sorry?
Yes, I was just asking
Hello?
If you need me to get you connected over to the adjuster.
What did you just say to me? I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I was just asking, did you need me to get you connected over to the adjuster?
That would be nice, but before you do that, can you just send me an email confirming our conversation, since no one seems to know that my insurance broker called yesterday?
I'm sorry, I wouldn't have access to that, but the adjuster that's assigned to the claim will be able to email that information.
Okay, then transfer me over to her, please.
Okay, one moment.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.